Hello, today is Thursday, April 25th. I'm Tracy Anderson, and thanks for joining me today. Let's look at a few markets and see how things look the first week of May. So beef production was up last week to 620,000 head. We've not seen that production in months. The additional beef on the market has helped slow the recent market increase and actually have an overall softening of prices. I'm thinking we'll see this for a few weeks until we get to Memorial Day. Pricing is coming off on middle meats and a bit lower on rounds and chucks. Those thin meats popular for Cinco de Mayo have not taken the same moves lower. Grinds continue to have support and continue higher selling as well. So it looks like we have a few weeks to enjoy better beef pricing. So let's look at poultry, and production continues strong, up 1% from the previous week. Demand continues strong and pricing is holding steady for a second week. I think the overall tone of the chicken market is moving higher, but right now it's steady as she goes. We only had one new case of avian flu reported, and that affected 104,000 turkeys. On grains, corn is at $4.36 a bushel, up from last week's $4.32. Planting continues, and good news on the weather front will hold things pretty steady. Soy started to rally last week, but things came right back down. I think we've got a few weeks of steady to maybe lower numbers on soy. Wheat continues to be the great value in grains, moving lower again. The U.S. dollar is strengthening, making exports more expensive and tamping down already tepid exports. We've got lots of grain. So let's look at pork, and bellies closed at 112 yesterday, down from 122 last week, so it's still in a good position waiting for that summer spike. Butts are having good export demand and are holding on to recent increases, and we may see a bit more to come. Loins inching up a bit, but nothing to get too excited about. Ribs have leveled off from their earlier run-up, and production numbers are strong, so there's plenty of pork. Finally, let's look at dairy. For the fourth week in a row, the CME is moving higher, and this time, not just a little bit. Through Thursday, barrel is up 16, block is up 14, and butter is up 5. I think we'll see this run continue at least a few more weeks. Okay, with that, I'm done. Thanks for listening, and let's do it again next week.